We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Mark James.
This is what makes me. This is what I am, Bill.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James.
Live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James on CBS Sports Radio.
Joining us right now, live from Utah, he's the pride of Charlotte. He's the pride of the Bay Area, the face of the NBA here in the jungle on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
I know I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
I was working. My thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job. Well done.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Barbados Belichick.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm the pride of Western Mass. I'm the best thing to come out of Western Mass. It's Uma Thurman and Travis Best.
Garbage Hayward.
And he's been passed around more times than a rental car.
Phony Michelle.
It's tough to be humble when you're great.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hour to three here in the Mark James Experience. Very great open there by Eamon Convey, who's our producer, as he takes the mantle from John Anderson. Two great producers today. Just amazing working with these guys. I feel honored on a Saturday. These guys do a tremendous job. They'll take your phone calls at 617-779-7937. That's the number to get in. You want to talk to me? You don't like what I say? That's fine. You hate what I say? That's fine too. That's the number to get in. 617-779-7937. We got Celtics on the table. The Red Sox won a big game last night on April 19th. Yeah, April 19th. They won a big game last night at Tropicana Field against the Rays. Oh, if they had lost that. Oh. You know, you always root for the betterment of the show. And I'm not going to lie to you. Last night, I was rooting for the Pacers and the Rays. Oh. The one team I needed to win was the Bruins, and they lost. And then the Celtics and Red Sox won. And it was like, oh, you had no idea how easy my job would have been today if the Celtics and Red Sox had lost last night. Just last night. Oh, you root for the betterment of the show, and the show needed the Sox and Celtics to lose. I admit it, but we still go there because the Celtics winning last night proved nothing to me. Wow, you beat a downtrodden Pacers team without their best player. Golf clap. Oh, by the way, speaking of golf, since I got a chance to talk about it at Mutt and Callahan on Wednesday, but for those of you that look at Tiger Woods as the greatest comeback in sports history, you mean from like choosing to bang porn stars and Perkins waitresses, from his doctor doing, you know, getting busted for illegal performance enhancing drugs, from getting popped for a DUI 2 years ago with Xanax, Dilaudid in his system, not to mention marijuana. You think that's the greatest comeback in history? Now, I will give him credit. From somebody who hadn't won a major in 11 years, yes, that was great. But for those of you that want to make this into some Disney movie, relax. Stop it. Tiger Woods self-imploded. Tiger Woods was the one who self-destructed. Nobody held a gun to his head. Nobody held a gun to his head when he was having sex with a college co-ed who lived next door to him and his ex-wife, Elin, in Orlando. So for those of you like Jim Nance, who was almost crying when he was doing the interview in Butler Cabin in the 19th hole on Sunday at the Masters, stop it. Stop it. Now, I will admit, it was a great win. He actually did come back in the tournament as he was trailing on Sunday. His previous 14 majors that he won, he was a front runner going into Sunday. So, yes, I give Tiger Woods, I actually, from someone, I can't stand Tiger Woods, but I was rooting for him to win. Why? Because golf sucks without Tiger Woods being prominent. It's boring, boring with Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott and Ricky, I've never won a major Fowler. It's boring with these guys. It really is. Patrick Reed, who'll be on the back of a milk carton in a few weeks. He already is. I couldn't even remember who won. I'm like, who's that guy that's putting the green jacket on Tiger? Oh, that's right. I had to Google. Oh, Patrick Reed. That's right. So for those of you that want to go ahead and make this some Hallmark Disney fairy tale, stop it. Stop it. It was a tremendous win for Tiger, and it was a bigger win for golf. That's what I admit. Jim Nance, please, though. Come on. Like, stop it. Jim Nance was gushing like a teeny bopper at a Justin Bieber or Drake concert.
I never thought we'd see anything that could rival the hug with his father.
No. I'm talking about Butler Cabin with Jim Nance. I watched it. He literally was about to get choked up. Like, what did you think it meant when you were, you know, from your father?
We got a message from Jack.
Yeah, it was just like, Jim, come on, man. Seriously. Enough. 617-779-7937. Red Sox, horrible start to the season. 17-2 last year. Now 7 games out going into Easter weekend. Yeah. So there's that. Now they're 7 games out going into today. Let's go to Kevin in a car. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, man. First of all, what did you just say? You said it's Easter weekend, right?
Yes.
My kids are dying Easter eggs, okay?
Yep.
Can we please calm down? It's not even Easter yet, Mark, and people are, like, panicking like it's the middle of June. We got to calm down. And your last call before that, man, he goes, this is the worst financially managed team in the history of sports, okay? This is an actual call you got on your program. Tell me the team you'd want to switch with in the last 15 years under this ownership group. I'm looking at 4 championship rings.
Right.
Yep. Before that, I didn't have any. So he's the worst. This is the worst managed team. I think the GM is 1-for-1. Is he not? I think the manager is 1-for-1. Is he not? Can we please just calm down? They have a team on paper that's good enough. That's the job of the manager. That's the job of the GM. That's the job of the owners. They can't make them hit the ball. They can't.
Fair enough. But Kevin, how do all 5 starters get off to horrific starts this year? How does that happen?
They're hungover.
Okay,
it's a spring hangover. But what I'm saying is, if you want to moan about it and whine about it in June, be my guest. My kids are buying Easter eggs, and everybody's jumping off like, oh my God, the end is falling. If they win the next 2 games, they're 5 games out, and they've won, like, they're at 50% for the last 10, and things are going on the right track. So I just need everybody to just settle down, enjoy Easter, settle down, watch the games, see what happens. And if you want to moan in June, call back in and moan. Good show, Mark.
All right, Kevin, thank you. 617-779-7937, Sox 7-13, 7 games out in the ALEs. I know it's early. We know it's very early. You got to see some consistency, because the thing I've seen so far this season is that they're getting beat in a lot of the series openers. Now, last night was the exception. They won last night, but you saw it in Seattle. You saw it in Oakland. You saw it in Arizona. They come home, the home opener against Toronto. They got smacked in that one. Baltimore, there is clearly a hangover, but you can't keep going to the last year excuse.
Hashtag hot seat.
Which is what Alex Cora has been going to. Now, no, Mutt. He's not on the hot seat, Mutt. That's a dumbass statement. But you can't keep dropping last year. And that's what Alex Cora keeps going back to. Now, granted, that's his frame of reference with this team. Last year, there's the only time he was a manager, but you can't keep doing that. Because there was another guy who came in here, his first year as a manager, he won a World Series. And then his next year, in his second season, he was last place. The following year, last place. That guy's name is John Farrell. So we can't keep going to last year. One thing about John Farrell, I don't believe John Farrell dropped the last year excuse when it was convenient for him to do so. 617-779-7937, Tim in Canton. What's up, Tim? Yeah, I know. I know. We're going to go to the middle school. Middle school, it's, oh, man. I mean, come on. Do better than that. Good job by Eamon playing Ed Reed right there, making sure that doesn't get out in the air. It's like, dude, come on, man.
Of course, the 1 second that I like go to put my headphones
right,
on.
Right, exactly. But for those of you listening online, did they hear that online? Probably?
No.
Okay, good. Good job, Eamon. Jay in Brookline, you're up next. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So, Mark, this is a perfect example of how any championship run like that, you can't, it's like lightning in a bottle. You can't recreate it. The Red Sox brought basically everybody back except for Kimbrel, except for Kelly. They're not the reasons that we're where we are with this team right now with the start we've had. With hindsight being 2020, of course you don't sign a Valdi. How can you sign a two-time, you know, Tommy John guy to come back? We got everything we could out of him. Chris Sale, how could you sign him to that multi-year deal before you see if he's back to early 2019 form? We were just about to get out of almost all of our bad contracts. We just got done with Hanley. We got this year of Pablo. We still got a couple of years of Ruzney, Castillo. We got Pedroia, and now we're stuck. We're going to be stuck with Eovaldi. Now that he's back on there again, I can't imagine he's going to come back. Sale, he doesn't look like the same guy. I think the only good signing was signing Bogey. I just think that last caller, a couple calls ago, we said it's only Easter, and we're already just looking at the fact that we've now set ourselves up badly for a few more years.
Oh, Jay, well, here's the one thing, Jay, and, you know, David Price also had a statement this week, which was sort of, you know, he basically said if things continue, they're going to trade away every – I was kind of surprised that he came out and said what he said this week about that things could get worse if this team continues down this road. And the Red Sox are lucky. They didn't have to face Blake Snell this weekend. That's a good thing. I mean, Snell's hurt for some mysterious injury that happened, but it's just Easter. But, Jay, they couldn't have gotten off to a worse start. And my question is, what the hell were they doing in Fort Myers? What were they doing in spring training for 6 weeks? What were they doing? Oh, for, you know, all the trucks are leaving, pitchers and catchers report. What were they doing for 6 weeks down there? Because whatever they did, it didn't work.
Yeah, no, I agree. And right now, with what David Price said, the only trade bait you have is Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez. Because, like you said, no one's going to take Jackie right now, or they'll give us a bag of balls for him. You know, yeah, he's a great defensive player, but like you said, trade high. You know, so
they could, somebody out there would have taken Jackie Bradley coming off the winning the ALCS MVP. Somebody would have said that.
And I'm a huge Jackie Bradley fan. I love watching him play center field. It reminds me of Fred Lynn, if not even better. And I'd hate to see him go, but I wish he was just more consistent hitting.
Right. I mean, he's batting .138 right now, Jay.
Yeah, no, I get it. And he puts that low inside pitch to him, and he's all done. You know.
Oh, it's the blueprint on how to get JBJ. Thanks for the phone call. It's like David Price came out and said, quote, if we don't start playing better, JD Martinez, Mookie Betts, maybe myself, we could get traded. We're what? 30th in minor league systems. Then he went on to say, quote, we're dead last. We don't play better. Mookie Betts will be traded. JD Martinez will be traded. It will be tough for a while here, end quote. He doubled down on his statement. He doubled down. That's what David Price did. And he's right. Look at, Red Sox. You look at their system, it's ranked dead last amongst all 30 teams. So this window of opportunity, you don't know how long it's going to be open. I don't have as much trouble, excuse me, as much issue with the Eovaldi contract as I do with the Chris Sale deal. Why was the need to rush for Sale? Why? Eovaldi, $68 million. It's manageable. I don't have a problem with the Xander Bogaerts, $120 million. I don't have a problem with that either. Why did you give Chris Frail all that money when he clearly looks like a guy who's losing his stuff every time he goes out there? It looks painful when he's out on the mound. I mean, he came out and said he embarrassed his family, which I think was, you know, a little bit hyperbolic and overstating it, but he has embarrassed himself and the team who gave him that $145 million deal so far. It is bad. 8.5 ERA. I mean, you know what I think, and I wish in sports that when a player comes out and has a horrible season, that player should have to give back some of that money that he's signed to. He really should. I'm not kidding you. He really should have to give back some of that money because, you know, it's like there's no receipt. You can't take it back to Best Buy with your receipt and saying, you know what, I don't like this TV. It's not what I thought it was when I looked at it on your floor. You can't take it back within 30 days. Not in baseball, you can't. Those contracts are guaranteed. And that money is done. It's over. Dustin Pedroia, I mean, even if he retires tomorrow and they free up a roster spot, he's going to get the remaining $40.75 million left on his deal, period. So you can't do that. 617-779-7937. It is like, I just want to know what happened in Fort Myers. Because whatever they did, it did not work. What worked? It worked a year ago, but it didn't work this March because they clearly, it just didn't work. And they have to admit that that was a spring training fail. Whatever they did, it just, you can see the residual effects of that. John and Gardner, 617-779-7937. What's up, John?
Mark with an M. How you doing there, brother?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. I got an answer for you. They were planning on being there in October in spring training, and they babied the pitchers because they wanted to save them for October. I like Alex Cora. I hope he's here for a long time. Did a great job last year. I like to have a little fun with the guy down on Route 1 that everybody treats like a god, but I never denied he's a great coach. Baseball and football are different, but every year, after a good year, a championship, Bill reads in the Riot Act about this is a new year, last year was the last year, done and done. I don't know if that would have worked if Alex has tried to set that tone, if Cora had tried to set that tone in spring, but I think he missed that opportunity. And Jesus, are you right about all these references to last year as we've gone along?
I mean, do you notice it, John? You see it?
Big time. And I've had that original thought about how he started, didn't, in my opinion, set a good tone this year to start out. It would have been hard to do with what they have, a turnover of two spots originally and a few more now. So it was difficult. But
here's the thing, John. I got to tell you, I don't have an issue with the offseason of what Dombrowski did. I didn't want Joe Kelly back. And Kimbrell, if you pay him what he's looking for, which
either.
You pay Kimbrell what he was looking for, which is $17.5 million a year, which is ridiculous, then right. You go way over the luxury tax threshold. I'll take my chances for the meantime with Brazier and Barnes. I'm okay with that, but you're paying Rusnay Castillo $11 million to play in Pawtucket.
Right. I've been curious, too. I have to admit, you hit a chord there with me because I have been curious. What would this guy – he's not a power hitter, apparently, but he's fast, and he hits for average. So, hey, can I – if you got time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Oh.
There's a very technical explanation for what his batting problem is. You know, we got a launch angle and swing plane and analytics.
Right.
he swings too damn hard, and he's jerking his head all over the place. Then he gets into one of his streaks, and he runs into a few, and he hits some. But the guy swings too damn hard, and he's jerking his head around all the time. You can see it. And why they can't do something, he seems like a terrific, nice young man. He's a great fielder. But the batting, man, he just...
Oh, it's embarrassing, John. I mean, it's an abomination to watch Jackie Bradley Jr. It is. It's painful right now. And I thought it was bad at one point last season when Alex Cora had to come out and give him the vote of confidence and say that he was still here. I mean, man, it's just bad. It's really bad. I hope he can turn it around. You can't go any lower than 138. You just can't. And I know Gold Glove and everything, eventually it comes to a point you're compromising the integrity of the team. You're an automatic out every time you step up to the plate. 138? Are you serious? Pretty soon he's going to be getting somewhat near 100. Pretty soon. All right, we'll continue to take your calls on the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. Celtics, can they finally put the jugular tomorrow in Indiana to the Pacers? The Bruins on the brink of elimination. Pasta, Marchand, Bergeron have not stepped up. They did not show up last night in Game 5 at home. You want to be the big three, you have to play like that in big games.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I mean, you got 9 attempts and he made some, right? So I think that ultimately sometimes we overreact to makes, but he's been great on all 3 games defensively. I thought he made...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The pass of the game the other night, and then today it was his turn to get a few more shots. And we just have to keep moving it and finding the next right guy. And if that means you get 7 open ones one night and none the next, you got to move it till we find the right one. And that's the encouraging part, not necessarily how many shots go down, but just finding the right ones.
You know, people, when they hear me on with Mutt and Callahan, they said, hey, I fast like Mutt does. I said, this mark with a C, does the C stand for cocaine? I said, no, I've never touched it, and I never will my entire life. I'm very proud of that, having lived 5 years in Miami. But I'll tell you what gets me through the day. The kind of Coca-Cola that you drink, that you get out of the vending machine, and Planters Honey Roasted Cashews, man. It gets me through you're doing a 4-hour show by yourself. You need that little, I'm not a coffee guy, but if I did, I would go to Cumberland Farms. Just saying. Just with my buddy Ric Flair doing the commercials. You got to love Cumberland Farms. But these honey roasted cashews, they're something else, man. They are, got to love it. 617-779-7937. Give you a little jolt. I don't do the 6-hour energy stuff. I don't know. I don't trust that stuff. I know you can get all jittery and stuff and then you come crashing down. So I don't want to do that. Here with you till 3 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. Oh, by the way, on the Celtics, let me just say this, that they've done everything that they were supposed to do in the first three games. And to me, the most telltale sign, how are they going to do on the road? Because remember, they lost games 3 and 4 last year at Milwaukee. Okay, that was out without Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward. So they won last night. They did what they had to do. And now a great team in a big spot will close out their opponent on the road. So I expect them to win tomorrow's game. Close out that series, get some rest, wait for the Greek Freak in Milwaukee to come here in 10 days or 2 weeks, whenever the series will begin next weekend, if both series, which they should, close under five games. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Bob in Boston. What's up, Bob?
Hey, I just want to agree with you. I've heard very few radio commentators pass some of the burden of the responsibility onto Brad Stevens for the less than success, mediocre season that the Celtics had with the talent that they currently have on the squad. I believe that when you have that much talent and they're not performing at peak, something has to go wrong with the coaching and how the team is being managed. And I tend to agree with you on that. In terms of how well they're going to do on the road, I don't have any confidence in them that they're going to do well on the road, in spite of the talent that they have. So you just have to wait and see what transpires.
And, Bob, I want to see how they play against a real team with one of the top players, well, arguably the guy who will win the MVP this year, in the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's one thing to play Indiana, who is devoid of their best player. You know, when Indiana had Victor Oladipo out there, they gave the Celtics all they could handle. You know, and now that he's no longer there, it changes everything. It changes the whole landscape. And had he been there, I could see the Celtics. I mean, they could have easily, if Victor Oladipo was on the court in those first two games here at TD Garden, Celtics could have been down 0-2 going back to Indiana last night for game three.
I agree with you 100%. And if they do not close them out in this next game, it's going to be a short series if they make it to Milwaukee.
Yep. Got to do it. All right, Bob. Appreciate it, Bob. 617-779-7937. And I asked this question, and I want to ask you this. Why does Brad Stevens get a pass here? It's unbelievable. But I said this the other day. I said it on record with The Athletic and Greg Doyle. He's John Farrell without a ring. And yet you green teamers treat him like he's Red Auerbach or Pat Riley. You do. I don't get it. What has he done? He's been here 6 years. Yes, he's gotten you the Eastern Conference Finals twice. You got swept once, and then you got beaten seven last year. And last year's run, valiant effort and performance by the coach and the team. But why does he get the pass? He does. You got to see it. I'm telling you, he's John Farrell without a ring. But yet, for some reason, there's sort of a soft coverage on Brad Stevens in this town. Present company excluded, of course. But I don't get it. I don't understand why. And you need a coach who's going to be able to get to the next level. Can he maximize Kyrie Irving's potential? Well, Kyrie's going to show up in the playoffs because, you know, he's been waiting. He got tired of the regular season, which, fine, it's an 82-game grind. I get it. But Brad Stevens gave Kyrie Irving a lot of games off due to load management. A lot of them. So Kyrie doesn't have any reason now. Kyrie should be well-rested and ready to go. And you can tell, in the first three games of the series, Kyrie looks great. He does. He's the best player on the court, which doesn't say much because Indiana doesn't have their best player. And I keep going back to that because it's true. Now, the Celtics last year, their run was absolutely amazing. Not to have their two best players on the court and storm to the Eastern Conference Finals. Go toe-to-toe with Milwaukee. Hammer down the Sixers. I beat them down. I think it was like five games last year they beat the Sixers. It wasn't even that close. I mean, they owned Philly last year in that series. And then they got to Cleveland, and it was a slugfest without Kyrie without Hayward. So now the expectations is you have to at least get as far as you did a year ago. I believe they will get there. But I'm telling you, you're going to see discrepancies when you get to the next round and you're facing, you're going to see Brad Stevens at times and him not calling a timeout, just like he didn't last night in the second quarter, and the Pacers go on a 17-3 run. You can't do that against elite teams. Milwaukee has an elite offense and an elite defense. All right, this isn't Pacers light here anymore, which is what the Celtics get. This is a real team with the MVP this season, who I think is the MVP. If he doesn't get it and it goes to Harden, whatever, but I think it should be the Greek Freak. You're not going to stop him. So now you have to stop everybody around him. Brogdon, Bledsoe, Middleton. You know, those are the guys you have to stop. 617-779-7937. Rich in Norwood is up next. What's up, Rich?
Hey, I was talking baseball or thinking about Mookie Betts and everybody wanting to give him a big contract. Is there any player out there that has a 5-plus-year contract that actually improved over the years of their contract? Or are we just throwing the money away?
I don't know. I can tell you this. The Angels regret giving Albert Pujols that long contract. They gave him over a decade.
Yep, and I feel like if Mookie Betts is as good as they are, well, let him play the next 2 years in his contract, and he'll play the best baseball one could ever see, and then he'll be worth the money. But let's see.
They didn't want to wait for Chris Sale. They wanted to give him that money and back up the Brinks truck right away for Chris Sale, and now they're regretting it. I'd rather put the money on a five-tool player like Mookie, who I believe still is going to have several MVP caliber seasons upcoming. I don't think Mookie's peaked already. I think he's just scratching the surface on how great he's going to be. Now, he hasn't looked like that so far this year. Last night, hits a home run, helps a team win a game. He'll turn it around. I think he'll get his batting average back to 300 by the All-Star break. That's my plan. I'm not worried about Mookie Betts. I'm not. But right. it just what I'm worried about, Rich, is like the biggest thing to me is at one point this week, you had five to six guys batting 200 or below. And you had the whole starting rotation, which I call them the blowtation, who have done nothing. Like, what happened in spring training that everybody looked so bad to start the season? I don't get it.
Right. I agree. You know, giving somebody $20 million, they're just going to get fat and happy, and their game is going to be off. You know, I would love to be a starting pitcher where I could show up to work on Monday, work a half a day, and take the rest of the week off. That would be great, and get $20-plus million. That would be terrific.
Right, right, exactly. Oh, I know. Or come out there and have a near 9 ERA and be getting paid nearly $30 million a year for the next 5 years is what Chris Sale's getting.
Right.
Yeah.
How come these contracts don't have clauses in there that they have to have certain statistics?
Oh, by the way, Rich, like, you know what it is? I'll tell you this. For baseball, the union, strongest union in the world. But they should. Oh, could you imagine how much better production teams would get out of players if they said, if you don't attain these certain levels, you're going to get paid this amount. So nothing was guaranteed. I mean, yes, obviously, there's a base amount, but you have to perform at a certain level, and by the end of the season, you need to be here to meet that level. It's amazing. Yet, you know, someone like Pablo Sandoval still getting paid a lot of money by the Red Sox. Rusne Castillo getting paid a lot of money by the Red Sox to play in Pawtucket. Carl Crawford got paid a lot of money until the Dodgers took them off their hands. It sucks. There's no way once you give the money, you just hope they live up to the deal. But I looked at it, I'm like, the Rays gave Blake Snell, and I know he was under control, but they gave him a little bit of security. Like, the Rays don't do that. But they gave him $50 million, and Chris Sale got $100 million more than Blake Snell did. Just saying. And he's older than him.
and he tends to break down towards the end of seasons, which is something Blake Snell does not. I mean, he's on his way up. His trajectory is going up, up, and up. 617-779-7937. Also, the Bruins. Great spot last night. Chance to really take control of the series, and they completely flopped at home because Pasta, Bergeron, and Marchand did not show up. Three, your big three, didn't get it done whatsoever. Oh, and now there's some more news that has sort of come across our ways over the last 24 hours that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the Robert Kraft, I don't know what you call it, sex tape, whatever, the Robert Kraft illicit tape from Days of Orchids of Day, whatever, Days of Orchids, the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, I don't know, I don't frequent those kind of places, that will be getting released. It's not, they're saying it's already been leaked out there, and there are several media outlets trying to buy it. So that's a big loss. We'll talk more about that. 617-779-7937.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Because they say that the video is going to be pixelated, and I would guess the pixelation will cover the private parts. But would they not also cover the face in this? Because if they're using it for the trial of the women, and this is where Kraft might win, you may not be able to tell Kraft from John Jones or Fred Brown, right?
As Glenn Ordway, I don't know if it's going to be pixelated. I don't know. But I can imagine if a media outlet is paying that kind of money, that they're going to want to see as much as they can. And oh, God, you just know. Oh, man. You talk about breaking the internet, quote, breaking the internet. This will probably, quote, break the internet when it's all said and done. Seriously. Oh, my Lord. So, you know who the comedian is, D.L. Hewley. He had an interesting take on the Robert Kraft situation that I don't think probably many of you have heard. And, well, let's just say it's like comparing apples to oranges.
Now, the Robert Kraft video, they're right. Trying to release it. Do we really want to see it?
Yeah, yeah.
We really want to see an 80-year-old man?
I think that NFL is a hypocrite. I do. I think that they didn't want Colin Kaepernick to have a job in the NFL because he took a knee. And Robert Kraft, was one of the main detractors. He didn't want him to get a job.
Uh-huh.
He got busted in a prostitution ring. So apparently the NFL, so a black man on one knee is too much, but a hooker on two is all right.
That was actually kind of funny. I didn't know he was going to go there. That was. Did I hear that end again? Got one man on one knee, and then, wow. He actually made a joke out of it. He kind of did it in a laughing way, so I don't take it as serious, but wow.
A black man on one knee is too much, but a hooker on two is all right.
Wow, that's kind of funny. How can you compare this to Colin Kaepernick? I mean, this is like, you got to be kidding me on this. There's no way. You just can't equate the two. I mean, here's the thing. And we'll find this out, too, is that even though the NFL implemented about 5 years ago after the Ray Rice incident came out, the tape came out back in about September 2014, they have a personal conduct policy. Now, it is also for the owners, Jim Irsay of the Indianapolis Colts, who got caught with some drugs, $30,000 in cash in a briefcase. He had to be suspended for a few games. I think Robert Kraft won't have to, because the law enforcement and now the DA down there, they want to drop the charges. This is just about the tape getting out there and how embedded. And to me, you knew he would be ultimately get acquitted. Like, you knew this would not somehow, some way. There's no way they were going to be able to prove it. Illegal surveillance, whatever. He hired three of the best lawyers, and he was going to get these charges dropped. Okay? But now what we're seeing is that it's the tape. And this is just going to be so embarrassing that, like, it apparently just a matter of time. That a media outlet out there, a bunch of them are bidding for this. I wouldn't doubt, you know, I mean, obviously TMZ, I'll put my money on them on who's going to break it, because they always break when it comes to anything like this. This is what they do. They've made, and TMZ has become actually, when people talk about tabloids, they become like somewhat of a legitimate news source when it comes to breaking stories. They did it with Michael Jackson died.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think they did it when OJ, and they announced OJ was getting out of prison in Nevada a couple years ago. They do, and they get their hands on tapes. It's, to me, it's like, I just don't want to see a 77-year-old man on a table. And we all know what, you know, but if and when this gets out, it's going to be bad. It's just, there's going to be memes all over, and, you know, you hate to see it. But at the same time, for Robert Kraft, he put himself in such a precarious position that now, unfortunately, more than all the philanthropy that he's done throughout New England over the course of years, the six Super Bowl titles, everything that he's done, you know, when you Google his name, this is what's going to come up first. And that kind of sucks. And that's the world we live in now. But I don't think that Colin Kaepernick has nothing to do. See, that was a joke. Like, I think D.L. Hughley was kind of joking there. So I thought he was actually being serious. And I'm sure there's a point of it. It was. You can't compare the two. You just can't compare the two. But for me, Robert Kraft in the situation, this is a bad look. It was a bad look from the jump. And now that you're using all your money and all your power to get everything, you know, and here's the thing about it. Is that no matter how much money he has, certainly probably more, a lot more than these media outlets who are vying for the tape, it doesn't matter. You know, if I was Robert Kraft, you know what I would do? I would outbid those media outlets to make sure that tape doesn't get out. And I got to tell you, at a certain point, you suffer from Kraft fatigue when all this. It gets a little, like, it's like, let it get out or let it not get out. Just do something, because we've been going through this for two painstaking months already. And I thought it was kind of cool that the TD Garden faithful gave him a standing O the other night in game one against the Pacers on Sunday. I thought that was cool. I mean, he wants to be in the public eye. This is what he lives for. He wants the seat at the owner's table when it comes to league meetings and everything that's going to happen in the NFL. He doesn't want to give that up. That's something, and he, you know, as long as he's not being forced to give it up, he shouldn't give it up. And I don't think this situation, it was a horrible decision, and it became shameful and embarrassing. And you know what would be great? If we could get it to be over with soon. But guess what? It's not going to be over with soon. You know why? Because the tape's getting out there, and it's about to be released. 617-779-7937. Final hour. Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins. I'll take your calls on the Celtics, and we can look ahead. We can look ahead. The series is over. There's no way they're going to lose. No team in NBA playoff history has blown a 3-0 lead. There's no way the Celtics lose this series. We can start to look ahead to Milwaukee and what I think is going to be a tough series. I think the Celtics will get by, but I'll tell you this. They will get out-coached by Milwaukee's Mike Budenholzer. We'll get into that, why the Bruins' big three didn't show up, and the Red Sox. Have they solved their problems, or was last night just an anomaly? 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.